few weeks ago, I think it was about 4 weeks ago, we spoke with Robert Vance, who's a Landsborough District farmer and also a Pyrenees Shire councillor. It was about 6 weeks ago, actually, Liz tells me. And there had been a meeting with farmers in the district about the dry conditions that were emerging yet again, unfortunately. About 8 to 10 farmers turned up to that particular meeting, from my memory. There was another meeting last night, I think around 50 farmers who turned up, did turn up for this particular meeting. Robert Vance is with us once again. Robert, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Steve.
You got much larger numbers last night, is that right?
Yes, big turnout last night. We met it again in Lexton and, yes, large interest, obviously.
Was that a bit of a surprise, the numbers?
It was a surprise for me, yes.
How far and wide were they coming from?
Look, there were people there from Natty Alec through to Stockyard Hill and Warburg and south of Beaufort, Raglan, some from Landsborough. Yeah, we had a good cross-representation amphitheatre.
Okay. Things were looking pretty desperate last time we spoke. I think you were saying in the next 3 to 4 weeks, if it didn't rain and have some decent rain, there would be quite a few problems. Well, it's been 6 weeks since then and it hasn't rained much.
Hasn't rained much, you're right. We had about 5 spots this morning, and that might be about as much as we've had in that period of time. Very frustrating at the moment, Steve.
I can imagine. How's everyone feeling? What sort of things were being said at the meeting last night?
Look, I think the mere fact that there were 50 people there last night tells us that people are starting to feel a little bit desperate. We had a good array of speakers at the meeting last night from Centrelink and rural councillors and DPI people, and it's obvious that farmers are now starting to really feel a pinch and desperate to find out what is available to help us through.
Is there enough assistance for farmers who are looking for it at this stage, Robert, or are you still looking for some extra things?
Well, the rate subsidy is a sore point, because those that are eligible for EC funding are eligible for the rate subsidy. But there are quite a few people that are still unable to get the EC funding, and the rate subsidy is a bit of a sore point amongst a few people, that some can get it and some can't. Everybody's feeling the pinch from the drought, and if some have prepared for those droughts in the past, they're being penalised probably through their good planning, and yeah, that point came across at the meeting last night.
What's the rate subsidy worth? What's the average rate, actually, Robert?
Well, it's a bit hard to put an average figure on it, but I guess the average farmer would be paid somewhere in the range of $4,000 to $5,000.
Okay.
And the larger properties in the Western District, you'd be looking up around the $25,000 to $30,000.
So how much is the subsidy worth?
The subsidy is 50% of your rates that you've got to pay. The state government match 50% of that, so it's quite, you know, attractive.
It's very substantial for some of those property owners.
Exactly. And you would find some neighbours getting it and others not getting it, and that's where it gets a bit frustrating.
There was apparently going to be a meeting with the Minister for Agriculture, Joe Helper, tomorrow. Is that still happening?
No, it's not actually. We've now put that meeting off until the 14th of November. We still intend to meet with the Minister, but he's got some announcements to make in Melbourne tomorrow, I believe. So rather than rush it through, we decided we'd wait for another fortnight to meet with him, Steve.
Are you disappointed by that?
No, because the announcements tomorrow might be of benefit to people, so yeah, the Pyrenees Shire is very important in our eyes, but the whole state of Victoria comes before us, I guess.
Well, he is the local member.
He is.
As well, so I guess he understands what's going on. You'd hope he understands what's going on in his own electorate as well.
Oh, exactly, yes. I had an opportunity to speak with Joe last Saturday morning and did impress upon him that if things were more important elsewhere state-wise, we would understand, but he's still quite keen to come and meet with us. He would have met with us tomorrow afternoon about 4 o'clock, but rather than rush it through, we'd like to have an opportunity to sit down with Joe and have a real heart-to-heart talk, so we decided we'd wait another 2 weeks.
Okay. Robert, what's the outlook at this stage? What are people feeling about their immediate future and the weather? What sort of things are being said?
Obviously, by the turn out of 50 people, the outlook's starting to get desperate. And I saw a lot more people from the southern end of the shire last night than I really expected. So, yeah, water is going to be a real serious issue. We had Ernie Welsh there last night speaking about the shire bores. We've got quite a few of those. Hopefully we've covered the shire with the bores. You shouldn't have to travel any more than 25 to 30 kilometres to find a water source. But people are desperately concerned about the water situation, especially this end of the shire. We're in dire trouble if we don't get substantial rain, as I said before.
If water's that short, on top of the just the business worries that some of the landholders have, fire's going to be an issue for the region?
Oh, yes, fires will be a real issue. It's so dry here now you couldn't afford to even think about lighting anything out in the open now. We had a fire in Lansborough last Friday morning, or dinner time. We had the fire truck out, people just burning off and away. So, yes, fires are going to be a real problem.
And water to fight those fires is going to be a huge part of that, by the sound of it.
Exactly, Steve, exactly. Yeah, access to water is going to be a serious problem. Yep.
It's not looking good.
No, it's certainly a test of our character, but anyway, farmers are fairly resilient people, I'm sure, with talking to one another. That's the important thing, Steve. Communicate with your neighbours and stay strong and we'll get through.
Robert, thank you for your time again.
Not a problem.
Robert Vance, Lansborough District farmer and also a Pyrenees Shire councillor. And they had a drought meeting last night, follows on from one about 6 weeks ago. The 6 weeks ago, 8 to 10 farmers turned up. This time, 50 farmers. And as Robert just said, a lot more from the southern parts of the Shire to find out about what is available to assist and eligibility criteria and all of that sort of stuff. Very dry times. It seems at this stage that Pyrenees Shire and probably parts of the Ararat rural city are the worst affected for this time of the season at this particular point.